Let's get back to footy. Round 23 of the NRL. The Cowboys have the Warriors on Friday. North Queensland still second on the ladder after their loss to the Roosters on the weekend. That was Cowboys winger Murray Taulagi's 50th game, and I'm pleased to say that Murray joins us right now on the morning show. Murray, thanks for your company. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Hey, thanks for having me.
50 games in the NRL, mate. Obviously, game number 50 didn't go the way the result you would have liked to have gone against the Sydney Roosters. But have you had a moment to reflect on 50 games in this career? Because a lot of good judges will tell you you need 50 under your belt before you actually feel comfortable in the NRL.
Yeah, I didn't really know it was my 50th. It just felt like it happened so quickly. And just really grateful that I've been able to play 50 games.
What was it like running out onto the SCG? The Cowboys had never played at the Sydney Cricket Ground. And like I said, the Roosters were on song on the weekend. But talk me through that experience for you.
Yeah, obviously our first time as a club, and it wasn't the result that we wanted. But the atmosphere and just the presence of being there was, like a moment I won't forget. And, the Roosters aren't in their form, so it was always going to be a tough one, especially them celebrating Teddy's 200. So, they really came out and gave it to us.
There was a lot of emotion around, wasn't there? Both on the celebratory side, like you say, with Teddy's 200th and all of the events the previous week for Paul Green, who played an integral part at both clubs out there. So black armbands, the minute silence before. How difficult was it emotionally for this match and for everything that's gone on throughout the week?
Yeah, obviously the news broke out, and I think for Greeny, he's obviously affected a lot of people, and for us as a club. So emotionally, it's been a bit tough for us as a club this week, and going into that game, we try to obviously try and put on the performance for him, and it's just been really tough for us all together as a club, and we're just trying to stick together.
Yeah, I could imagine. I mean, we focused there on the 50th game, but your first game was back in 2019 under Greeny. So what was Paul Green to you like as a coach and as somebody coming through for your very first entry into this NRL arena?
Yeah, he's sort of like a father figure. Obviously, myself coming in and into the Cowboys system at such a young age, and getting an opportunity from him to make my first grade debut, and I won't forget these kind of moments that I had with him, and just really grateful that he's been able to give me the blessings and the lessons and the experience that he knows, and to be where I am, I don't think I would be without him.
Yeah, look, it's certainly been a tough couple of weeks, no question about that. But let's reflect on the season as a whole so far. I mean, the Cowboys have just had an amazing turnaround in 2022, and a lot of that goes back to everyone I speak to at the club, mate, will go back to that off-season and what Todd Payton put you through. Do you agree with that? Was that one of the hardest off-seasons that you've been through?
Yeah, I don't think it gets spoken that often in this club. Everyone says it's the toughest one they've done, and it's obviously shown, reflected our season right now. And I don't think if we mentally and physically went through what we went in the off season, I don't think we've been able to put ourselves in the situation we're in now. So yeah, it's worked out for us, and I guess we're really lucky to be in this spot right now.
Hey, what's it been like throughout the season when games have clicked? There have been some incredible games throughout the year where the Cowboys have just looked like, this entertaining, fast-paced, incredible team that just gels so well, and you're quite often on the end of those incredible plays. So talk me through what it's like out there on the field when you know everything's going well or a great backline move's going to come to fruition. It's just working.
It sort of comes up to a preparation, for us as a club, we've stripped it right back and worked on our basics and our fundamentals and just like the little things. So it normally starts from there. And then, we also focus on communication and use that as a big key for our success. So without those two main things, I don't think we've been able to perform the way we have been.
You got your taste of Origin this season. How much did it make you hungry for more?
Oh, yeah, very hungry. Obviously, I really wanted to play that last game, and COVID got me a beauty. So, I'm really hungry and really want to do the state proud again. And, yeah, hopefully I get the opportunity again. But if not, I got something to look forward to and something to be more hungry for.
So Warriors this week, mate, then the Rabbitohs and then the Panthers. So two very difficult games to finish it off as you head in to the finals. At what stage do you start talking about the finals as a group, or at what stage does Todd put that in front of you, or has it just been, let's get to the end of the Premiership proper and then we'll switch our focus?
We've sort of spoken about it, but at the moment we've just taken it week by week and focusing on what opponent we have right now instead of focusing when the finals and who we have in the finals. So we've spoken about it, but at the moment our focus is on trying to finish well on the back end of the season.
Just finally, up there when you've got your downtime, who do you hang out with around Townsville? What do you do away from footy to take that pressure off?
Normally, you go have play some golf with some of the lads. Probably not the good golfers in the club because it'd take me a while to get going. So, a bit of golf and, yeah, I like to just chill out with the boys.
Yeah, nice work. Well, you're in a nice place to do it. Congratulations on the season so far, mate. Keep on continuing, Murray. You've been an absolute standout of the NRL so far this season and last couple of seasons. So appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of the year.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.